From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Philadelphia Phil and friends. Philadelphia Phil combines lively ragtime and fingerstyle blues interpretations of traditional Americana. Stay tuned to hear the music and stories. Philadelphia Phil and friends, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Since it costs a lot to win, even more to lose, I wouldn't want to leave you standing here composing lonesome blues. Just go to show you don't really know. Watch each card you play and play it slow, because wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down, no, no. I've been gambling hereabouts almost 10 good years. If I told you all that went down, it would burn off both your ears. Just go to show you don't really know. Watch each card you play and play it slow, because wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down, no, no.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Please welcome Red Barn Radio's guest host, Brad Becker.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm tonight's guest host of Red Barn, Brad Becker. Welcome to all. I'm glad to be here for Red Barn's 467th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome, folks, tonight's guests, Philadelphia Phil and friends.
Well, I hate to see evening sun go down. Well, I hate to see that evening sun go down. Well, it makes me feel like I'm on my last go round. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I do today, feeling tomorrow just like I do today, I'm gonna pack all my things and make my getaway.
St. Louis woman with a diamond ring leads a man around by her apron strings. Well, if it wasn't for the powder and the snowboard hair, then my baby, she wouldn't have gone nowhere. Nowhere. Well, I love my baby like a schoolgirl loves pie. Like a Kentucky colonel loves his men right. I'm gonna love my baby till the day I die. Snowboard hair, then my baby, she wouldn't have gone nowhere. Nowhere, here we go. Well, I love my baby like a schoolboy loves his pie. Like a Kentucky colonel loves his men right. I'm gonna love my baby, hey, until the day that I die.
Here's Red Barn Radio's guest host, Brad Becker, with Philadelphia Phil. Here's Brad.
Philadelphia and Phil and friends, welcome to Lexington. Phil, I thought maybe I would start by talking to your friends, and then we'll come back to you, and you'll just tie it all together in a really neat way. I'm interested to talk to Jack. Jack, you know, your sound has been prominent. Mr. Jack Gummer is who I'm talking to now, and he's holding a beautiful national guitar. The lights are flashing off of it into my face. That's kind of cool. Makes me feel like I'm special. Have you always played acoustic slide, or have you done electric slide as well?
Playing electric guitar mainly, and playing slide.
I really love slide guitar. When friends are over, they're always hearing slide guitar playing. And who are the sort of the great influencers in slide? We're talking about Elmore James. And how would you describe the Elmore James style?
You know, it varied so much from Mississippi to Texas. It's just hard to pin it down. You got to do it state by state. More or less, because they're all different.
Do you have a favorite slide player?
Favorites. Too many to mention.
Yeah.
Of course, Dwayne Allman was always one of my favorites.
So he was an Elmore James type
style. Yeah, just it's Florida thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole different deal, and a little more contemporary. Definitely a big influence. And Brian Jones, Keith Richards.
You're a Rolling Stones
aficionado.
Oh, yeah?
Historian.
So were you at Altamont?
No, I wish I could have been there, but...
What really happened there?
Nobody knows. If they say they remember, then they weren't there.
Don't you mess with my woman. Man is gone, get you killed. Don't you mess with my woman. Man is gone, get you killed. If she don't get your face, man, I guarantee that I will. Man, this ain't no threat. It's no warning. It's no. cross the lawn. If you mess with my baby, somebody's gonna do you some harm. Mess with my woman. Ah. Man, it's gonna get you killed. She don't get you first, man, I guarantee that I will. Give us some space, you better leave this town. Oh, the next place you're gonna be living is 6 feet on the ground. Mess with my woman. Man, it's gonna get you killed. If she don't get you first, and I guarantee that I will. Ain't gonna let you beg for your life. Make no last requests. I'm gonna speed you on to your final rest. To mess with my woman. Man, it's gonna get you killed. She don't get you first. Hey, I guarantee that I will.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you continue to follow them, be interested in them? I noticed they're playing in Nashville this summer.
Yeah, not like I used to, but yeah.
Do you feel like their newer material is just, yeah?
Yeah. I still like it.
Tell us a little more about the music you've played in the past and what kinds of bands you played with.
Several blues bands, electric blues, mostly electric, pop rock back in the 80s. Had a band, we were on the basement tapes, the MTV basement tape contest, and had an album and the whole deal. That was out of Indianapolis. That was in the mid 80s. I think Eddie was on that as well. Punk band in New York City before that, and you know, CBGBs and the whole deal. Early 80s.
CBGBs and the whole deal. Yeah, well, there are a lot of people listening who are musicians who would dream of having had that kind of experience.
Yeah, it was fun. We worked our way up to a Thursday night. That's that's not easy to do, but anyway.
So CBGBs on a Thursday night, and that was, when was that, roughly?
That would have been like spring of, I believe, 81.
Okay, so who was popular then? What were the sort of popular sounds and the kinds of bands that were being booked at CBGB's then, I wonder?
Just, you know, the usual. I mean, you know, they were still around, you know. I can't remember.
And that was sort of the time.
Was
sort of the time of the pretend.
He was living it. Yeah,
that's why
what am I thinking? I'm sorry. I'm I'm asking you to remember more than I could possibly remember myself. So
Blondie and Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah, people. Right.
They were
right.
All, that was in more 76. I was out there then. You know, in the 80s, they were still around. I mean, you know, they were just people just come and go. And there was other clubs, too. I mean, there was the Mud Club and PR3 was another one. Cafeteria. There was a bunch of them. They were all the same. But nothing like CBGB's.
Yeah, I bet.
Best gig in the world.
Oh, cool. Good sound system.
Oh, yeah.
Good, they, comfortable on stage and all that stuff. I bet.
Yeah, it was just dialed in. Excuse me.
Well, I don't go to church on Sunday. I don't get on my knees to pray. Don't memorize the books of the Bible. Got my own special way. I know Jesus loves me, maybe just a little bit more. Down on my knees every Sunday at the Red Lee's candy store. Well, it's got to be a chocolate Jesus. Make me feel so good inside. Got to be a chocolate Jesus, but keep me satisfied. Well, I don't want no Abba Zabba. I don't want no almond joy. Ain't nothing better but suitable for this boy. Well, the only thing that can pick me up better than a cup of gold, the only chocolate Jesus satisfies my soul. Whiskey in the shade, best to wrap your savior up in cellophane. If it blows like the big muddy, that's okay. Pour him over ice cream for a nice parfait. Well, it's got to be a chocolate Jesus. Enough for me. There's got to be a chocolate Jesus. Good enough for me.
Talking now to, not yet, but I'm about to talk to Rusty Humphrey. Rusty is anchoring things down over here on the right side of the stage. He's sporting a sort of Fender acoustic.
It's a Fender Kingman.
The Fender Kingman?
Kingman, yeah.
Is that a retro type instrument?
Yeah, it's a reissue. I think they built it back in the, maybe in the 60s, I think. It's essentially what it is a jazz bass neck on a dreadnought body with a Fishman pickup system in it. So it sounds lovely.
You play upright bass too?
Yes, I do.
Do you ever play upright bass with this ensemble? It sort of seems like somehow sort of seems like it would fit.
I have. My real acoustic bass is kind of in a state of disrepair. I haven't had any real good reason to get it playing again because I have two electric uprights plus I have this. So this is easy to carry.
Electrified uprights?
They're electric. They're like stick type. One of them is an Aria, and the other one is a Clevenger five string.
Mm.
The nice thing about those is I can put a strap on them and wear them like an electric, or I can sit them in an end pin, either one.
There's a lot to be said for very large instruments are actually refined to the point where they actually sound good and they're easy to carry around. That's an awesome thing.
The Clevenger, it's hard to tell, you know, and especially in a big band, you can't tell that it's not the real thing. It sounds very convincing.
What about your musical journey? What's brought you to this place and this kind of music?
It was a bucket list item. Gosh, I've played all kinds of stuff. You know, I was in pop rock band with Jack back in the 80s. It was a band called Abstractions. And I'd done that. I did the rock club circuits. I did, you know, a tour with a bunch of guys that they were one-hit wonders from the 60s. And all that stuff I've done. Broadway musicals, an off-Broadway tour of A Chorus Line. I've done, you know, just about everything. I play in a 12-piece big band now that plays polkas and remakes and yes, rock stuff, and it's a lot of fun, horn section and everything. But I had never played in an acoustic band that does Americana folk music, maybe a little bit of grass here and there, you know, country, and I'd always wanted to do it, and there was an opportunity, and I knew Jack, and I sort of knew Phil.
Since it costs a lot to win, even more to lose, I wouldn't want to leave you standing here composing lonesome blues. Just go to show you don't really know. Watch each card you play and play it slow, because wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down, no, no. Been gambling hereabouts almost 10 good years. If I told you all that went down, it would burn off both your ears. Just go to show you don't really know. Watch each card you play and play it slow, because wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down, no. Since you bought wine for me, tightened up my shoe, I wouldn't want to leave you here composing lonesome blues. Just go to show you don't really know. Watch each card you play and play it slow, because wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down. Wait until your deal come round. Don't you let your deal go down, no, no.
You have a lot of musical training. I mean, when I think of doing things like Broadway shows and whatnot, I picture, you know, guys in a pit with music stands,
yep,
reading music and the whole business.
Dressed in all black so that we don't show up.
Are you formally trained as a musician?
Yeah, I went to Jordan College of Fine Arts at Butler University in Indianapolis. I was there in the early 80s. A lot of good players came out of that school.
You said there are a lot of great players who have come out of there, you being one. And are there others that you'd care to mention, others that our audience might be familiar with?
One that, he was there before I was, but one of the really talented bass players in Indianapolis is a guy named Steve Dockin, and he worked with Mancini and does a lot of recording and jingle work and stuff. He's a tremendous player. Oh, there's a trumpet player, Gary Graziano, plays with a couple of regional bands, you know, horn bands. And of course, now down to the south, University of Indianapolis, they have a great vocal program there, and they have the DeHaan Performing Arts Center. So there's a lot of, there's, you know, a couple different centers of the arts in Indianapolis.
So how's the Americana scene there?
We're working on it.
Yeah, well, good. Good. Well, that's what a good Americana movement needs is some
that's right.
experienced players.
Close your eyes.
Miss Jade, could you step up to the mic and tell us about you?
I come from a theater background, and I met up with Phil, and he insisted that I sing. I think he just wanted the legs in the show. Yeah, I've been singing with Phil for maybe 4 years. Yeah, 2010. He's just kind of opened up my world to this stuff.
This was your first musical performance experience with Phil and the folks?
Yeah, it was.
Well, that mockingbird gonna sail away. We gonna let it. Big bright moon gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it, we won't regret it.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Philadelphia Phil, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Philadelphia Phil after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Philadelphia Phil, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
We're gonna sail away. We're gonna let it. And that big bright moon gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it. We won't regret it.
That's Jack Gummer on that dobro over there, by the way. Just so you all know where that fine slide's coming from. Jane is so in love with Julie. Julie's so in love with Jade. Jade has got it bad for yours truly. And I'm so in love with Jane. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of fun. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of love. Jane is loving Julie in the morning. Later, Julie's loving on Jane. Sunset, me and Jade, we're loving Julie. Me and Jade, Julie loving on Jane. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of fun. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of music be fruit of all your loving. All you lovers play along. Hearts beating in the moonlight. All you lovers sing along. Jane's mama don't know understand us. Julie's mom don't know what to say. Jade's grandma pretends she don't see us. But all our friends know we're okay. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of fun. It's little bit complicated. But it's a whole lot of love. It's little bit complicated. It's a whole lot of fun. It's little bit complicated. It's a whole lot of love. It's a whole lot of love.
Now we're going to talk to Danny Hargrove, who is singing a lot of songs, playing some great guitar, and playing some harmonica. Folks, we're only one person away from Phil. So we will get to, we're just building suspense here.
Lots of friends.
I read that you have a background in fighting.
Yes.
And you don't seem like a fighting type.
I have, you know, warped notions of what it means to be a fighter. Are you not a brutal guy who likes to pound guys' heads into the mat?
After as many years of fighting as I have done, I think one of the things you learn is that there's always somebody stronger, somebody tougher, and, you know, it's just not worth it. You learn a discipline when you train yourself to fight over years and years and years that you don't need to fight. I can walk in anywhere and feel perfectly comfortable. And when all the young guys are getting, you know, their chest puffed out, I just sit coolly, and if they have a problem, I'll just assume buy them a beer because I got a lot more money than they do. So, you know, that's it. It's a maturity that comes with being in the martial arts that many years.
Okay, so your background is in martial arts.
Yes.
Did you actually have a professional career? Do you mind
asking
me about
this? No, I did. I fought in the WKA for a little while, and I fought in a lot of other small things that usually when you look at somebody who's going to deal with fighting, there's some main body of people who are going to be sponsoring the fights, like the World Karate Association or the Northeastern Sub-Tulsa Karate Association of North America. You know,
what would that acronym be?
The fight game, they make things up. So. But so, it got paid for them, so hey.
Did you reach a point where your body couldn't take it anymore?
Well, that's why I stopped eventually, and that's why I took up music, because my foot blew out. I've been doing Muay Thai for about 10 years. This is after my professional career and a lot of other roundabout things, and so I started doing Muay Thai, which is a lot more brutal than what I was doing before. And
what you call that Muay?
Muay Thai is Thai boxing, which you fight with your knees and elbows too, and it's a lot of fun and very brutal. When you're fighting when you're in your 40s, the young guys like 20, 25 don't understand what it means, that old grizzly muscle, that it's just tougher, and you're tougher, you know the dirty tricks, and
so
you make them pay.
Do your fighting days predate your parenting days?
I know.
You have your two daughters with you here.
Yes, they do predate my parenting days. Although I used to take my oldest daughter to Golden Gloves. I used to help train some Golden Gloves fighters. I was too old to fight in Golden Gloves, which I really wanted to do, but helped train some Golden Gloves champs, and it was a lot of fun. So did some boxing too, but.
What brought you to music? Did that come to you later in life?
It did come to me later in life. I played flute in school, a la Paul Butterfield. So another famous harmonica player. I'm not famous yet, but I love Paul Butterfield.
From Woodstock. He's up.
Yes. Yeah. And anyway, great player. So I like to claim that heritage as a flute playing harmonicist. I did that. And then I think my band director thought I was a little too big to be in the front row with the flute players as a 6'3" guy with all the 5'4" people. So I got moved around. I played percussion, and I played tuba and baritone, and played saxophone for a while, and lots of different things. So.
Now she called to Katie, left me a mule to ride. Now she called to Katie, left me a mule to ride. Baby caught the kitty, she bought me a mule to ride. I rode off right along behind. I got to have that hard-headed woman of mine. My baby's so long, Lord Almighty, she's tall. My baby's so long, Lord Almighty, she's tall. Baby's so big, she's so big and tall. Sleeps with her head in the kitchen, her feet out in the hall. I got to have that hard-headed woman of mine. Now I love my baby, she's so fine. Wish she'd come to see me sometime. She say she don't love me, look at the shape I'm in. Don't wanna see me, look at the hole I'm in. Well, she called to Katie, left me a mule to ride. My baby called to Katie, left me a mule to ride. My baby called to Katie, she bought me a ticket to ride. And I rode off right along beside. I still love that hard-headed woman of mine. All right, Jack, play something beautiful for me. She called to Katie, left me a mule to ride. Now she called to Katie, left me a mule to ride. My baby called to Katie, she bought me a ticket to ride. I rode off right along beside. I still love the hearted woman of mine. Now I still love that hard-headed woman of mine. Now I still love that hard-headed woman of mine.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought when I was a kid, growing up in the age of the guitar gods, that you had to be somebody particularly special to play a guitar. And I still kind of feel that way because I think it's a very special instrument. But I grew up not daring to play a guitar until I got really bored. We got snowed in the mountains one night. I remember the first chords I learned on a guitar were on his old Gibson 12 string. And if you want an experience, try having tender brand new fingers and learning to play on a 12 string guitar. That's an experience.
Yeah.
Just a few weeks after that, it was a winter, and I left for the South with an old guitar. And I started playing this kind of music. It was people like John Prine and Steve Goodman, you know, people like David Bromberg, all the folk singers, all the bluegrass musicians, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and all those bands that were the psychedelic era bands and the Laurel Canyon bands that were popular when I was a kid, they were playing this music. What is Americana was what the band brought us in the late 60s. The band invented Americana, if you want to really, and all those other bands. The Grateful Dead were a jug band before they were the Grateful Dead. Somewhere along the line, I was in Jamaica and spent a big chunk of the summer of 74 in Jamaica. And so my first bands, when I plugged in electric guitar, were reggae bands. And for years, I played world music. I left music for a while.
What happened during your hiatus that got you into Latino music?
I got really discouraged. I haven't gone a day in the last 15 years without an instrument in my hand. And I took a break, and it lasted a long time. I ended up teaching Japanese karate for the next 10 years. Came back to music because a very good friend of mine who was a physician and his wife said, you need to find your voice again. And I pulled the old electric guitar out of the closet and started fiddling around with it. And then when I finally decided to make music again, it was I was kind of excited about Latin, about Cuban music, old Cuban guajiras and sons and stuff. So I put together this thing that became a 12-piece orchestra. And for the next 5 years, I had the pleasure of being that guy that was with that band that had the three girls singing. I wanted to take a break from that. I ended up sitting on the front porch for a couple of years with this acoustic guitar, playing these old songs that I had learned on. And it became this music that we're doing tonight. For me, my personal road journey was through all those places, was through West Africa and Jamaica and Cuba and back home, playing a bluegrass or a blues or whatever it is. The Americana thing means all that music that we play, blues, bluegrass, Memphis, Chicago, New Orleans, you know, South Central Georgia where half my family is from, or West Texas where the swing is. I burned up all your pictures yesterday. Went to sleep on a bottle of rosy red. Woke up this morning feeling almost gone. With them damn pictures rolling through my head. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. And do what I gotta do to get you out of my mind. Walk down to the corner for a cup of strong black joe.
Down to the corner for a cup.
Stare out the diner window at the setting sun. But every single woman who sashayed on by,
pretty mama,
reminded me that you were the one. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind.
gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. Do what I gotta do to get you out of my mind. Hey, Jock, have some of this, will you? Women and a whole lot of whiskey, too.
Whole lot of women and whiskey.
Whole new way of looking at life.
Whole new way.
Tried to drown myself in a deep, deep river of sorrow.
Drowning in sorrow, sorrow.
Tried to forget that I ever called you my wife. Gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. Gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. I'm gonna burn you, mama, out of my mind. And do what I gotta do to
Thank you.
Philadelphia Phil. What was it that drew you to Dan? It sounds like you all are really kindred spirits and like you've fueled each other's musical lives over the last 4 or 5 years. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I never knew I was looking for a harmonica. Probably one of the few instruments I hadn't played with or recorded with or appeared on a stage with previous to that was a harmonica. I don't think I'd ever done a show with a harmonica player before that. I started playing music, playing the guitar. And much like Danny, I played other instruments as a kid. Snare drum and piano and stuff like that. And I started playing guitar because all my friends played guitars. It was the time. It was the beginning of the state of affairs we have today in this country where folks like us are, well, I'm kind of a dime a dozen because everybody plays a guitar. When I got to be a teenager and got a driver's license, started running around, we didn't have pianos you could throw in the back of a Volkswagen Beetle and go off to a party with or head off to the mountains with. Or as I did, I bought a $35 used Epiphone guitar. He wanted to be a rock star, so he wanted to buy a pedal to make his electric guitar sound fat. For $35, I got this great guitar, and I got it in a Mel Bay chord book and a Hank Williams songbook, and I threw them in the back of an old beat-up Volkswagen Beetle, left for New Orleans with my friend John, who, in fact, had moved to my hometown after his dad retired out of the military in Indiana. So there was a weird Indiana thing going on even way back then. We left for New Orleans, and by the time I got back, after time in New Orleans and Mississippi and Florida and Georgia.
What time is this?
A few months later, I could play some.
When was this?
This was 1975.
Okay.
This was for Mardi Gras 1975.
Got to wonder how bad can it be?
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Everybody staring out to sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be? How bad can it be?
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Rain like a wall rolling in from the sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
100,000 people trying to get out of town. Better make it on up to higher ground. Levee don't hold, we're all gonna drown. Rain came in out and the rain came down. Got to wonder how bad can it be?
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Everybody staring out to sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be? How bad can it be?
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
rain like a wall rolling in from the sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Levy all the Long Lake Pontchartrain, bulging, straining the pouring rain. Lake broke loose, the water rolls up, filled my city like a little tin cup. Got to wonder how bad can it be.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Everybody's staring out to sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be, how bad can it be.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Rain like a wall rolling in from the sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Lord, oh Lord, can't believe my eyes. Enough to make a grown man cry. Won't somebody tell me why? Old folks, poor folks left to die. Fire, come water, come judgment day. Good Lord willing, I'll be okay. Got no place else to go anyway. Got to wonder how bad can it be.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Everybody staring out to sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be, how bad can it be.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Rain like a wall rolling in from the sea.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be?
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Rain like a wall.
New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
How bad can it be? How bad can it be? New Orleans going down, New Orleans going down.
Thank you, thank you.
Hey, I'd like to thank our guests, Phil, Danny, Jay, Jack, and Rusty, Philadelphia Phil and Friends, for being here with us on Red Barn Radio tonight. What a great evening we had. I also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations, and of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Bar Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker, tonight's rusty host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, folks, go well.
Driving, striving, sitting out in traffic, just surviving. Bad day, everyone's in my way. A woman swerves in front of me, surprising. Well, she's not looking, she's not alone. Put down that low-down, dirty, stinking phone. We're eating, got good seating. In a fancy restaurant, I'm treating so fine, drinking lots of wine. My girl puts up a phone because it's ringing. Baby, this ain't the office, we're not at home. Put down that low down, dirty ass sticking phone. Kissing, hugging, we had a grand old time and now we're loving. Love charms, feels good in my arms. But the glowing light behind me is bugging. baby, Facebook can wait for your update. Put down that low down dirty ass stinking phone. All right, Jack. Getting busy now, we're grooving. Feels good, like it should. In all my manly ways, I am proving. Well, I turn around, she's texting upside down. Put down that low down, dirty ass sticking phone. Singing, swinging. I'm up on the stage because I'm. Hello? Hey, baby, what's going on? No, I'm not doing nothing. The music? I don't know, somebody's radio's up too loud. No, I ain't been drinking. No, there are no pretty girls here. Hey, baby, you know what? Yeah, you're breaking up. Yeah, I better go. Bye. Well, the future's here, but you live it alone if you don't put down that low down dirty. Stinking phone. Ring, ring, y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank High on Art and Coffee in the Woodland Triangle for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Wake up to the vision with High on Art and Coffee. Red Barn Radio would like to thank Philadelphia Phil and friends for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.